What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right. Good morning to you. Welcome in on a Tuesday morning. Had to make sure I said Tuesday since it's my first day back from vacation. And Kim and Ethan, thank you for holding down the fort.
You bet. Welcome back.
Absolutely.
Mostly Kim.
Well, yeah, mostly Kim. That's all right.
Hey, you were not here, by the way. I know your birthday was on a weekend, but you were not here over your birthday, so belated birthday officially.
I appreciate that. I'm not adding up the days anymore, but yeah, thank you. That we had a great time. It's always good to be on vacation on your birthday. You can kind of relax, and you know what I got to do. I nerded out on my birthday. Sorry about that. You know what they did on my birthday? Ozzy Osbourne held his final concert ever on my birthday, so I bought the ticket and was able to watch it online, and it was
nice.
Awesome. Thank you.
I'm just laughing because we go back to this whole notion of it's the final tour.
It is.
It's the final concert.
Oh, I think this is his final tour.
How old is he?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. He's got
old.
Parkinson's disease.
Oh,
so they propped him up. He only sang like, what, six songs, seven songs, something like that.
Yeah.
Sang some of his solo songs, sang like three or four original Black Sabbath songs, and then he was done. He's done. And he didn't sound great. So he just, you know, what can you do? But it was great. It was good for me. It was a good birthday present to myself. So thank you for that. I appreciate it. Did I miss anything?
Not much happened.
Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. Not
pretty,
much.
Pretty quiet week, I would say.
The big beautiful bill passed while I was gone. How about that? That was that was promises made, promises kept. So way to go to President Trump for that one. Nobody thought that was going to get done by July 4th. And lo and behold, people fell in line and they got it done. Now, if we could just find out who was on Jeffrey Epstein's list, we'd be in better shape, wouldn't we?
Oh, man, I am so fascinated by that story now. But yeah. I'm just almost irritated because it just seems like it's back and forth. And now, obviously, people are frustrated with AG Bondi because they're saying you build this up and then it ends up being nothing. So I'm getting to the point where I'm not sure I fully trust what she's saying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I do think they have some explaining to do about that. No doubt about it. And, you know, Leavitt handled it as well as she could when they asked her about it yesterday. But at the end of the day, they made a lot of noise about the fact that there's a list. And now suddenly there's no there. It's just weird. And here's the thing about it. I could get on the radio right now and name names because there are lists out there, people who were supposedly on the list, but some of those people, if they're not public figures, you could slander them by claiming that they suggesting that they did something wrong because you know their name was on a flight manifest to that island. Maybe they just flew there and laid on the beach. Who knows?
I'm sure.
But we know what went on at that island. It's like going to a Diddy party.
What does Ghislaine, I always want to, is that how you say your name?
Ghislaine
Maxwell.
Uh-huh.
What does she know? She's sitting in a jail cell.
Something that's keeping her alive is what she knows. And I'm shocked that she's not worked out a deal to get out of jail.
She's where? There for like 20 more years
I
or
think
something
so.
Like that?
Something like that. There's no way that only she and Jeffrey Epstein were the ones guilty of whatever it is that they did on that island. There's just no way it was just those two. And anybody else who participated in it should have a scarlet letter branded onto their chests. But they must be powerful enough that they've been able to avoid that. There were people that just want this to go away. And I don't understand it. Let's put it this way. If we can't get to the bottom of it with Donald Trump in the White House, we're never going to get to the bottom of it. And I think Pam Bondi is going to have to appear on a TV station somewhere, a TV program, and explain why she said, I've got the list on my desk. We've heard people say, you're not going to believe it. Wait till this list is released. Now we're told there's no list. Those two things can't be true. Both of those things can't be true. So I'm all in on the criticism on this one. I'm not a Candace Owens fan these days. She's burned too many bridges with me. But she did say, famously, right after Kash Patel and others promised the list, you will never see a list, mark my words. And she's apparently right on this one. She's not right on Israel, but she's right on this one. I'll have to give her credit where credit is due. But anyway, there are just a few of the things that happened. Plus, friend sends me video last night from social media that had gone wild of what happened on the 4th of July in downtown St. Louis.
Oh, my gosh.
With people
I know
running down the street firing Roman candles at cars, and it was like the Wild West.
Oh, it was awful. We were talking about this yesterday because I follow this page called Keeping Up with St. Louis. And they were glorifying it. They were saying, this is amazing. This is why I love our city. And, you know, the chief actually, I was talking about this in my headlines this morning, the police chief has said, you know, it kind of seemed to work well that we were citing parents for their kids' behavior if they were caught shooting off fireworks over the weekend. We might just continue that for other things.
Why haven't we been doing that all along?
Yeah, I would support that. I'm not saying that's going to completely fix the problem, but at least it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah. They soft-pedaled this. I saw the interview with the mayor on Channel 4. I don't know. Disappointing. There was one case where they arrested a kid, turned him over to his parents, and then they arrested him again later that night when he was back out there doing it again.
Yeah, the mom dropped him back off.
How?
To allow him to continue.
I hope she's in jail this morning, but she's not. Because they don't want to hold anybody truly responsible under this whole thing. Wow, what a shock. Not, said no one ever. All right, glad I'm back on this eighth day of July with so much to talk about. Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I think what we've seen here is exactly what President Trump has envisioned for FEMA is immediately allowing the state to do the response and supporting them in every way that they can.
I would say, but they're doing what they, that's Kristi Noem. She's like, listen, the people in Texas are, FEMA's there. They were on the ground. There were plenty of warnings. You need to stop all this nonsense about somehow this being Donald Trump's fault.
I've been warning about this for 2 months. I think last time I did your show, Laura, we talked about it. I also talked about it in the Hannity show. That I've been around a long time. I said if the rhetoric didn't decrease significantly, it's going to end up with loss of life.
Yeah. Tom Homan there, of course, warning about these attacks on ICE. It happened again. This time the shooter ended up the one who was dead. But this is a direct result of the garbage you hear every day out of people like Karen Bass in L.A.
I would love to be able to, at the right time, take those sanctions off, give them a chance at rebuilding, because I'd like to see Iran build itself back up in a peaceful manner and not going around saying death to America, death to the USA, death to Israel.
Thank you. President Trump already nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize for a second time now. And he says to Iran, there's a chance here for a deal, but you got to shut your mouth and come to the table.
This is a communist. He's not a socialist. He's a communist. And he's said some really bad things about Jewish people. He needs the money through the White House. He needs a lot. He's going to behave. He'll behave. He better behave. Otherwise, he's going to have big problems.
I love it. I love it. President Trump talking about the possibility of a communist taking over New York City. We've lost our cities. Honestly, we have lost our big cities in this country. We've effectively, I mean, St. Louis is close if we haven't lost it already in terms of losing control. But if the Democrat Party allows this to happen, and bear in mind, Mamdani wouldn't be the first socialist to be in charge of New York City. But he is the first one who has publicly said he would arrest the Israeli prime minister if he showed up in New York. He has called for the privatization of grocery stores. He wants to put permanent rent controls in place, telling landlords what they can charge people to live in their apartment buildings. He's for full government control. I heard somebody say this weekend, I listened to a lot of podcasts and programming while I was driving across the country to get back home late on Sunday night. And, you know, somebody said the Democratic Party is writing its own epitaph here if it allows this guy to be the Democrat candidate in New York City and they don't come out and publicly condemn him, because he will be the face of the party. Like, they'd be dead if AOC or Bernie Sanders became the nominee for the presidential ticket. Done. They're done. So, you know, I know he's going to have a couple challenges. The only thing that's going to keep him from getting elected, I'm afraid, in New York City is the other candidates are going to have to agree that one of them will drop out so they can all coalesce behind one other person. That's the only chance they have to keep this guy from taking over the biggest city in America. Unbelievable. The president can hamper him, but it shouldn't happen in the first place. It's really sad. At some point, it's like Escape from New York. We're just going to have to fence off the big cities and send Snake Plissken in when there's a problem. Remember, that show was recorded here in St. Louis, the first one, in Union Station. All right. May come true. Let's get to a quick break here. Ethan, who's got our national anthem this morning?
Let's go with the Oak Ridge Boys this morning.
All right.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump. I'm reviewing that. I'm reviewing JFK files, MLK files. That's all in the process of being reviewed because that was done at the directive of the president from all of these agencies.
So
That was Pam Bondi, the attorney general, right after they got sworn into office. And how do I know that? Well, I watched it and I played that bite here and I was so excited because I thought, hey, that's Pam Bondi. That's the new attorney general. She's standing in front of the White House. She says that on her desk is the list of Jeffrey Epstein's flight list or people, the people that flew to Epstein Island with Jeffrey Epstein, where probably many things happened that you could never talk about on broadcast radio. And yet the DOJ had this information all along, and there haven't been more prosecutions. That's a head scratcher to me. Every single one of those people should be deposed and ask under oath what they saw and witnessed and took part in at Epstein Island. And before long, a few of them would turn state's witness and say, I saw blankety blank over there with a 15-year-old girl, because you know that's what was going on there. He was flying women and maybe children for all we know. Maybe male and female for all we know. The females have been the one we've heard about the most. But those are the ones that got the most publicity. But who knows what all went on there? Somebody knows. Ghislaine Maxwell knows, but she's kept her mouth shut because apparently she wants to remain among the living. How powerful are the forces behind keeping this quiet if Pam Bondi, after making a statement like that, is now claiming there's no there? How can that be a thing?
Have you seen anything that you said, oh my gosh?
Not yet.
Okay.
So she kind of hinted that not yet has she seen anything that made her go, oh my gosh. But suddenly, Kash Patel and Dan Bongino are declaring firmly that Epstein killed himself, and there's nothing else to say here. So I don't know. It's a head scratcher. It's a head scratcher to Tom Fitton, because he's been leading the charge. And he says it's hard for him to believe as well. Go to cut number 8 for me,
Ethan. I don't know. I read the memo 3 or 4 times again this morning, and it's really, I don't think even the Biden administration would have written anything like this.
That's pretty damning to have Tom Fitton say that, right? I hope they come out at some point. I hope the president addresses this. I hope Bongino and Patel address it. Because here's the thing. Your credibility will only go so far with people who listen to, for sure, Dan Bongino on his syndicated radio show for many years, claiming that Epstein didn't kill himself. And all of a sudden, he's admitting Epstein killed himself. And Kash Patel, for that matter, was out there on every podcast and broadcast he could get onto talking about he's going to lift the cover off all this stuff. And now we're told there's nothing. I don't know about you, Kim. I don't buy it. And I'm not quite sure that we'll ever get to the bottom of this. I think it's going to disappoint a lot of people in MAGA land.
Oh, it already has.
Yes.
It's a lot of teasing and acting like there's some big, you know, explosive list we're about to get. And so everyone's kind of waiting with bated breath, and then it's just nothing. So then it's just more frustrating.
Remember how we felt after the big investigation into Hillary Clinton, and we knew she had handled top secret information on unsecure communications. Remember that? I joked at the time, I'm like, we're never going to get to the bottom of this. I'm like, the powers that be will pull strings to make sure she never sees a day behind bars. And sure enough, it was none other than James Comey who, while admitting that she was completely guilty of this, finally refused to recommend charges against her, saying he didn't believe a jury would ever convict her, even though they had all kinds of evidence.
Secretary Clinton said, I did not email any classified material to anyone on my email. There is no classified material. Was that true?
There was classified material emailed.
Secretary Clinton said she used just one device. Was that true?
She used multiple devices during the 4 years of her term as Secretary of State.
Secretary Clinton said all work-related emails were returned to the State Department. Was that true?
No, we found work-related emails, thousands, that were not returned.
Yeah, that's when I said I feel like Charlie Brown and Lucy, and she pulls the football away at the last minute, and here we go again. Back with Kim on a Whim.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Just a minute.
Kim on a Whim.
I can now say I have been personally impacted by illegal immigration, and not in the way that I expected.
Not at all.
So just a little background on what's going on here. My husband and I have renovated a couple of homes in the St. Louis area. You know, we'll fix them up and then we'll put them back on the market.
Right.
As property investors. And we had just been in the process of selling a home in Florissant, and we were at the very end, like within, you know, a few days of close. Actually, this was when we were on vacation in New Hampshire a couple of weeks ago, and we get a call from our realtor saying, hey, heads up, the couple that was going to buy your home, it turns out that the husband is an illegal and has been detained and is about to get deported. We have no other information about this. Now, what I also need to mention is we have no clue who this couple is. And typically you don't know specifically who the buyers are, but you might see them on some documents.
Yeah.
Not in this case. And that's because they were going through a company. They call themselves a property investment company out of Oklahoma. And they were doing this rent-to-own program. So, you know, people will do that if they don't have the money to be able to actually purchase the home at the time.
So had they been renting this home?
Not our home.
Not your home.
Not our home, no. But that was the plan, was that this property investment company out of Oklahoma was essentially working with them.
So they would help them buy the home, and this couple would rent it until they
a year, 2 years, whatever the case may be, whatever their agreement was. And then, yes, they would officially own it. And, yeah, so anyway, we get the call that, hey, it's off. They're backing out of the deal, which, if you've ever gone to sell your home, that is just the last thing that you want to hear when you've done everything and, you know, everything checked out with inspection. And we poured thousands of dollars to fix some things that they were very particular that they wanted. Then we get a call the next day saying, okay, they're back on. The brother of the wife or whatever has agreed to, you know, help out and co-sign. And okay, we're back on. So we get back from vacation. And my husband goes, it's like 95 degrees out. My husband spends like 5 hours with his brother trying to move out all the stuff that we had used to stage the home.
Right.
And so they're finally done. They get back to our house and I get a call from our realtor saying, they're backing out again. I was so frustrated.
Angry.
Yeah. I mean, and they, by the way, it didn't go through. The sale dropped. So we were, of course, saying, you really screwed us, for lack of a better word, and we're demanding money.
Sure.
Or threatening a lawsuit, which we didn't want to have to go down that path, because every attorney we talk to just talks about how expensive that can be and time consuming and just all the things related to actually going, you know, taking someone to court. So anyway, we did get some money, but not near the amount that we wanted, because this was such a headache. But it's so interesting to me, because I started going down a rabbit hole of how can companies even do this? How are you able to rent or sell to an illegal alien? Well, there's nothing that says you can't do it. They're not, I mean, some would probably do some sort of a check, but it's not because of fair housing. I can't say, hey, Mark Cox, can you show me your papers to make sure that you're a legal citizen here of the United States?
It's a risky proposition, for the same reason that when the United States decided it wanted to expand home ownership in 2007, they forced banks to lower their lending standards so they could sell homes to people who normally would never have qualified. So you've got a private company that's basically doing the same thing. These two people that were going to buy your home would not normally have qualified for that loan. So they're taking on the risk that they're going to end up paying for it, or that they've ended up buying the home and they would resell it as a property management firm, right? Or resell it to another client.
Right. And I think that's it. But the reason they probably would not have qualified would likely have been financial.
Well, no, are they not vetting these people at all?
That's my point. But that was what blew my mind when I started researching this, was even if they had vetted them, there's my understanding, and maybe someone knows more about this legally than I do, but from the research I've done, there would be nothing that would stop them from, even if they found out this person was illegal, and I don't know the status of the wife, but I assume since it doesn't sound like she's been detained, I'm assuming that maybe she's legal, there'd be nothing that would stop them from doing this, because I can't ask you certain questions, again, under fair housing. So, and remember J.D. Vance took a lot of heat when he was in that debate? And he talked about the way that these illegals have impacted the housing market. And
sure.
He talked about how they've been really sending some of the rates for rental properties through the roof. And of course, everyone was so mad that he said that and said, that's fake. In fact, if you Google it, which of course I did, you know, J.D. Vance was lying and here are 10 reasons why that's not true. And they're trying to discredit everything he was saying. But it absolutely has had an impact.
Well, it has. And here's maybe why. And we should talk about this probably off the air before we name them. This is why companies like this should be investigated. the people on the left who scream that we should give all of these people a second chance, and they're just trying to better their lives and all this. Here you've got a company that is sort of preying on these people, and I would say these people as people who don't have the resources to go out and buy a house. Those people are vulnerable. They want the house. They're willing to agree to deals they might not otherwise agree to, mm-hmm. right? In this case, they're working with somebody who said, we'll help you buy the house. And then you agree to rent it for 2 years. All of the rent that you pay will go toward you owning the house. And mm-hmm. at some point, once you've established better credit, you can take out your own loan and buy the house from us. I'm sure that's probably how it works.
Oh, I'm sure. And I don't know what kind of profit this company is making, but surely they're a business. Well, they have to make something off them.
But this is not unlike every street corner car lot that says, buy here. We don't care what your credit is,
right.
because they know that there's a very good chance that in 5 or 6 months, they're going to go out and repossess that car and sell it again. So whatever earnest money you've paid down, you lose. The company gets the vehicle back and they get to sell it again.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very clearly preying upon people who don't have much in the way of financial resources. And I would argue that that company is guilty of that.
Yeah.
Because whether this guy is illegal or not, what if for whatever reason he's suddenly out of the picture, why did they not know that? Why would they not ask the immigration status of the people about to ink this deal?
But because
they don't care.
Well, they don't care, that's for sure. But I don't think there's anything legally that would require them to ask that. And in some cases, you can't. Again, from what I've researched, because of fair housing, it's not like I can ask you about, and I know this is different, but like your religion or whatever the case may be. There are just certain things that if you're going to rent out a property to somebody, if you're an investor or you're going to sell a property, you can't ask certain things under fair housing. And it sounds like that falls under the category. Like you can
maybe
do some, I mean, we have a rental property and we obviously vet. But that was certainly not one of the, you know, you ask for bank statements or something like that. You're more so vetting them financially. You do a background check, but that would only pull up any sort of criminal background.
So what you're telling me, and I don't remember this from when I had some rental properties, but you're telling me you're not allowed to inquire about their legal status in the United States?
From what I've read, and maybe I'm wrong and somebody listening right now can correct me, but when I was reading about fair housing, it sounds like there are many cases where you can't even inquire about
sounds
that.
Sounds like
you
the Trump administration needs to change that today. Like this afternoon, sign a executive order saying it's okay for somebody to ask you what your legal status is if they're about to sell a house to you.
And you know what? A liberal federal judge would slap that down so fast like they just did with the abortion
right.
as it relates to Medicaid
right.
funding.
Right.
And that's what's so infuriating. And that was the other thing I guess you were gone for was you have the Supreme Court that comes out with all these rulings and then you have these woke federal judges that still think that they're all that in a bag of chips and they want to slap these rulings down. And even though it probably won't stand because of the Supreme Court ruling, what it does is it delays. We were talking to Hans about that yesterday. It is at least effective in delaying. So now abortion can, I guess, still get Medicaid funding until they can rule on this case and say, no, because of what we decided before the session ended, whatever you just ruled, federal judge, doesn't stand. Could be months, though, for that to happen.
It could take a long time.
And they know
so
that.
So it won't stop the lawfare angle of it. Even though they've been slapped down, they'll go right back and try the same thing again to challenge at the court level. Yeah, that's sad, Kim. I'm sorry to hear that you've gone through that. So now, after all that wasted effort, you've got to go relist the house.
It's relisted. It's frustrating because who knows how long it'll take to sell, and now it's not staged. And sure, we could pay a bunch of money to stage it again, or I could. We used to pull. We're so new at this. We pull stuff from our house, so we didn't have a coffee table for like 2 months. You know, like end tables are randomly missing, decor, chairs from our dining room we were using to stage. So it's nice to have all those back, but I don't want to go through the effort of. My husband offered to do it. I'm like, I don't even care. I don't even want to do that. I don't care. I'm so done with this. So heads up, if you're looking to sell your home, just beware that apparently an illegal might be trying
leery
to buy it from
of,
you.
Be leery. I mean, would you have the ability to have turned down the bid knowing
you can't. I don't believe, again, because of fair housing, I don't think you can opt to not rent to somebody.
Yeah, but you're not renting.
Or sell.
I think you can. I think you can. You can turn down an offer for any reason.
Yeah, but you couldn't, if there was any indication of you turning it down for that reason, that would be
Did they offer you less than asking price?
It was really confusing the way that they set it up.
So
like they,
you could,
they offered over, but then they wanted a credit. They took it under, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I would be very leery of dealing with a company like that if I was trying to sell something.
Yes, beware. We've had quite the experience. Well,
good to know. Good to know. Wow. Good luck with that. What a mess. Speaking of which, how about this Missouri judge? Same one, third time in a row, has decided that health standards don't matter at abortion clinics. They just don't matter. And we're going to get to that when we come back. Stay tuned. Yeah, I'll tell you what I really, really want there, Ethan. I want judges who have just a shred of common sense. But we don't have many of those, apparently, because I'm looking at this press release that I know this happened while I was out on vacation, but still. So it happened July 3rd when Jackson County Judge Jerry Zhang, without any notice or input from Missouri's top legal official, that would be the attorney general, released another dangerous ruling for the third time to remove almost all health and safety standards for abortions. And I don't know if you covered this or not, Kim, but the question is whether or not, for example, the person performing the abortion, if it's a medical doctor, has privileges at a local emergency room. That's their patient. And if there's a crisis, you need to know that that person should be able to help their patient in the local ER, where if they're hemorrhaging, whatever the case may be. And there's nothing. This judge thinks that the rule that was voted on and passed, Amendment 3, overrides all safety and health requirements by the state of Missouri. And that's disgusting. Is what it is.
Yeah. What's also interesting about this is that they're saying if clinics still want to offer the medication abortions where women are taking these pills in their own home and in some cases bleeding out, I mean, it's awful. They're saying in that case, the clinic would still need the health department to approve what they're calling a complication plan. So as of yesterday, it sounds like no clinics have that approval, but you can bet your bottom dollar that clinics are racing to get that approval because, again, it's a moneymaker for them. That is how they make their money is abortion. They sit there and try to say, oh, healthcare, we offer, you know, I won't even get into all of it, but they offer all kinds of things for women.
Well, didn't the Big Beautiful Bill include a restriction on any federal money going to Planned Parenthood?
For a year, but you just had a federal judge yesterday who ruled that
Tried to block it.
So, again, I'm sure that will be overruled, but it's a delay tactic. And that's so frustrating. I mean, I know I guess they legally can do that as a federal judge, but that blows my mind that Congress can pass a bill and like that, a federal judge, some liberal federal judge can say, well, that's unconstitutional.
It's more evidence of lawfare, and meaning they'll do it against Congress or the president of the United States if they don't like something, they run straight to a judge and try to get an injunction. I thought the Supreme Court had smacked them down on that to some extent. A little more on this here. The health and safety standards put in place by Missouri statutes were diligently vetted and reviewed by medical professionals and legislators after inspections by the Missouri Department of Health, found multiple infractions over the years that included dried, bloody equipment, rusty equipment, expired drugs, and unqualified workers. Attorney General Andrew Bailey issued a statement that he would immediately appeal the decision by Judge Zhang and stated that we respectfully but firmly disagree with the court. The court decision to once again block the enforcement of Missouri's duly enacted health and safety regulations. These requirements were designed to ensure that women receive care in sanitary conditions from qualified professionals with emergency safeguards in place. And of course, here we go again. In November of next year, Missouri voters have an opportunity to go back and fix this. The legislature has put this on the ballot for November of 2026.
We just don't know the wording of it because that was really crucial. Remember, that was a big battle of how can they word the amendment.
And will continue to be.
Right.
Right? Because there will be challenges, and hopefully they can get some common sense language on the ballot that people can understand exactly what it is they're voting for. I do think that's one reason Amendment 3 passed. The other is because you had a overwhelming majority of conservatives turned out to vote in that election, and people overwhelmingly voted Donald Trump into office, and other voted for other Republican candidates, and turned around and passed Amendment 3. I think they were confused about what it did. And I'm looking now at that story about the judge temporarily blocking them from enforcing the funding ban against Planned Parenthood. Again, that will be appealed. And hopefully this Barack Obama-appointed district judge named Indira Talwani blocked the enforcement for 14 days. The measure would bar Medicaid users from coverage with a health care provider that also provides abortion services. Remember what they went to court and challenged was they wanted to claim Planned Parenthood was their
primary
health care provider.
Yeah.
And providing death is not health care, which is what primarily Planned Parenthood does. And like Kim said, to her point, if that wasn't the case, it wouldn't matter to them. If their primary business was an abortion, the fact that the funds couldn't be spent on abortion wouldn't impact them, because mm-mm. they'd be making plenty of money from doing mammograms and handing out birth control.
You know how much money Planned Parenthood has spent on fighting this over the years? That wouldn't be worth it to them if this wasn't such a crucial part of their business.
And the hypocrisy of the people that support Planned Parenthood is what cracks me up, because it is the same people that'll be on the streets screaming about racist this and mm-hmm. phobia that, and Planned Parenthood's primary goal when it started was eugenics, to reduce the black population in this country. And these days, we've been giving them federal money to do their dirty work. And the left is okay with that. It's disturbing in so many ways. All right, coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about that with John Lamping, former Missouri senator, at about 6:35. A little later, we'll talk to our friend Mark Walters. It is 2A Tuesday. Some big news on the 2A front. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.